Marion County, 1 in 5 residents are food insecure, and nearly 200,000 live in a food desert. There are numerous initiatives to address the problem, and WFYI's Darian Benson reports many working on it also press policymakers to support more long-term solutions.
Food insecurity received a lot of attention in this year's Indianapolis mayoral race. Here's some quotes from the campaign trail.
We have worked very closely with neighborhood community groups to find out what their unique issues
are. We need to get Kroger to introduce that pilot program in Indianapolis
as well. Communities don't have grocery stores, and we need to get grocery stores in there.
That was mayoral candidates incumbent Democrat Joe Hogsett, Libertarian candidate Douglas McNaughton, and Republican State Senator Jim Merritt. And as they proposed solutions, more attention was also given to existing efforts.
If you look at this map, the purple areas are those food deserts. So those areas.
Unai Miguel Andreas is a data analyst at the Polis Center in Indianapolis. His digital map of food deserts show areas in Marion County that lack food access.
So those areas that have at least a 33% of the population or 500 people without access to food within a mile, and they're also low income.
About 1 in every 5 Marion County residents live in a food desert, an estimated 196,000.
So that would be your Riverside neighborhood, for example. That would be your Far East Side neighborhoods. Your far southwest part of the city would be a food desert.
But food insecurity is difficult to measure. Someone in a food desert may have a car to drive to a store that sells fresh produce. Someone living next to a grocery store may not have enough money to buy food. And it's also hard to measure because it can change month to month.
So someone who's food insecure may have enough food today.
That's Indie Hunger Network's Kate Howe.
When their paycheck runs out, or they have some unexpected financial stress, like a car accident or a medical bill that was unexpected, that can leave them with fewer dollars to put towards food.
Howell says it's a bigger problem than people think, and food insecurity numbers stay up, even if unemployment numbers go down.
What we're finding is that people don't have good jobs. They may work part-time or they might work minimum wage jobs, so they don't have enough money to buy their own groceries all the time. If you don't have money to buy...
She says that's the heart of it. Food insecurity will persist as long as people don't have the money. When people don't have money they need for essentials, food is usually the first to go. You have to pay your rent. You have to pay your water bill. So Howe and others working on the problem press policymakers to strengthen programs that allow people to buy food, like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program people call food stamps, which is not universally politically popular.
The problem we're having right now is that the federal government is trying to restrict SNAP more and more. And so we find ourselves, rather than proposing new ways to improve the program, working just to make sure that it's not degraded.
SNAP buys about 50% of food assistance meals in the county. Howe says leaders need to fight for policies that will feed hungry people, give them more access to SNAP, and make it easier for people to enroll.
If they don't have enough money, none of the programs are going to be sufficient. So if we really want to solve the problem, we have to improve everyone's economic situation.
Back at the Polis Center, Andrea says it's not that the short-term solutions aren't valuable, but it's the long-term solutions that will help end hunger.
There's a lot of soup kitchens and emergency resources that help alleviate the short-term need, while a long-term needs solution is being planned, right? And those long-term solutions are normally more driven, I would say, by policy and research.
Research like his research. This year, food security is a primary focus.
Food security is a really complex issue. It's not going to be solved overnight. If someone comes to me and tells me we have the solution, I would not believe them, because it has to be tackled from multiple angles.
For WFYI, I'm Darian Benson.